Please listen to this entire presentation carefully, perhaps more than once.
I'll bet you're going to say,
"Thank goodness I discovered satire."
Armed with a meat cleaver in one hand and his genitals in the other.
Oh no, not again.
It could have been a group of teenagers experimenting with something they learned from a heavy metal album.
The fun's going to be to learn
compulsive acts of sex violence.
And goat cheese.
All right, let's get started. You may learn something.
It's obvious that music is one of the most powerful forces in our lives. And music can either be positive or negative. And I think we ought to make it negative.
So if you're having a bowel movement less than twice a day,
stick your head into a tin can,
and I'll transport you to another realm.
Wow, that's cool.
Do you really want to know what cool is?
Beanie Babies.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
Silly as this may sound, this is a very expressive and unconscious form of approval. Remember, you can't fool drool.
You look crazy, and please believe me.
You find Julius Caesar's solid gold bulletproof vest.
And you're going to have a lot of explaining to do.
What's that supposed to mean? I don't get it.
Let's see if we can explain it.
Oh, Lord, we can't do that.
I believe you go to school with my granddaughter, young lady.
No, I don't.
High school students met with ex-addicts to discuss
the harder drugs, such as morphine and heroin.
Which is more appropriate for school?
Both must be taken over to church by 4 o'clock.
And they're used in the schools and also in the police departments.
My mother reminded me that I'd probably be starting soon.
Put a little bit of the heroin in a spoon.
And notice that she uses a wooden spoon.
Really, that's what's the biggest headache to most girls.
If you mean the cannibals, I don't think so.
Note the many things that you should not do because they can be damaging to a healthy attitude.
You can always be sure, for example,
breastfeeding
gives him that much less chance of ever being able to get along.
And I do not function well under pressure!
Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of gas. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be
created by the federal government.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says,
and according to Donald Rumsfeld,
as your president, I want fattening, unhealthy foods.
Full of bugs and strange animals.
Some have little hairs growing out of them.
Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged an interview with
a fucking asshole
who will give us his views on this event.
What do you think of Vanna White?
She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior.
She can wear your pajamas and stay overnight, too.
Patches of her hair may come out.
But let's go back to the farmyard a moment.
Where a werewolf confronts you with a couple of friends.
Hi, this is Scott Baio.
And this is my friend Jerry.
Lovely people, aren't they?
Oh, no, not really.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I don't fucking cut it when you're bullshitting and fucking around like this.
He is not getting his ideas across.
Then why the fuck are you walking right through?
Oh, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Got any fucking idea about? Hey, it's fucking distracting. What don't you get about it? I'll do a fucking dedicated listen to
But if you like to solve problems, you might like this.
Flashing battery-powered machine gun with moving ammo belt shoots rapid-fire bullets.
Let's move on to Vienna before we all get shot.
Then he grabbed his shotgun and was off in a flash.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
"My butt hurts."
During their conversation, he told several off-color jokes.
He said to his big brother,
"Are cross-dressers afraid of sex?"
I don't know.
They look like a couple of vegetables.
Was that a joke?
Yes, and not a very good one.
He must learn the information before he can really begin to develop his skill.
But attempts have failed.
All these keep the scene natural and free from undue embarrassment.
Hey, I did it!
What was that?
The evil gas.
As if it were a horn.
You smell, taste, or see.
The aroma
is settling through the air.
So we want to clear the air,
but it's too late.
It was just terrible.
She covered her mouth and nose.
And tears of joy filled his eyes.
You can have fun in the world, but deep joy and peace comes from
the sudden appearance of a hideous monster.
Rick Springfield
is just a normal part of being a female person.
I'm proud of being a female.
Me too.
Here's the penis.
Do you think that's a nice thing for women to have?
I don't think so, sir.
How do you like it, Mrs. Blender?
You know, I really didn't like that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe the next one will be better.
Yeah, right.
My pleasure.